commit yourselves fully. Whether you are a brahmachari, whether you are a grihastha, whether you are a sannyasi, the main objective that we have is to keep ourselves involved in Krishna consciousness. And to remain involved, we have to have the goal. And that goal is to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, every town and village. And the means is Sankirtan. The broader means of Sankirtan is distributing books and preaching, etc. But the essential means of Sankirtan actually is chanting the holy name congregationally. Like we are trying to bring people in through distribution of books and other things. But when they come, then what do? We have to engage them in service. We have to engage them in Sankirtan. So engaging them in Sankirtan means engage them in spreading Krishna consciousness. Engage them in doing Harinam. Like when, remember how Prabhupada started the movement? Alone, Prabhupada went to Tompkins Square Park in New York, and with the kartal he was chanting. And the chanting attracted everybody. So I was actually thinking that one of the things that you can do to really feel that involvement in Krishna consciousness and motivating others also to give that feeling is by doing Harinam. Yeah, do the book distribution and things, also very nice. That is essential. But Harinam should not be neglected. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did that. Throughout the day, Mahaprabhu was doing the Nagar Sankirtan, and at night in the house of Shivash Thakur, he was doing the Sankirtan, chanting the holy name. So this is how we have to see the importance of the holy name. So, okay, I will suggest something now and see if you can get involved in doing that. I will suggest that all of you select a specific area. Doesn't have to be very big area, like, and motivate a few people to come with you and do Nagar Sankirtan. Chant in the morning or whenever it's possible. Haribo. So, see if that is possible. Maybe you can write to me about your feelings about that. Like there are so many things that comes to my mind, so many memories that come to my mind. Initially, Srila Prabhupada started the movement just by this Harinam in Tompkins Square Park in New York. When Calcutta was about to be bombed and people are running away from Calcutta, Srila Prabhupada did the Harinam there. And it is the Harinam in San Francisco that attracted George Harrison. I mean, he became interested in the devotees who were chanting in the streets like that. Nowadays in America, many people ask us, where are you? There was a time we used to feel like you are everywhere. And now we don't see you anywhere. That's because they are not seeing us doing Harinam. So this Harinam is going to be the factor, the mood and the movement that's going to attract people to our movement. So please take note of that, take note of this, and see what you think of it. And it'll be nice if you can select some areas and consider that. If you're in a temple, then make it a point, inspire the devotees in the temple to go out, if not every day, at least, you know, a few days a week, regularly. One of my godbrothers, Bhattu Gopal Prabhu, he was in North Carolina, Hillsborough, and every Saturday he was teaching in an university, and he had his three daughters and wife and himself. If no one else came, just five of them were going out doing the Harinam on Saturdays. So these are the commitments that devotees had. You know, like these are the examples that you can follow. And so please think about it, because I know through this Harinam, it will create a very, very powerful, force in spreading Krishna consciousness. Like say, if 100 of you select 100 areas and make it a point to inspire people to go out in Harinam, and you know, let us see what happens after 3 months. So please take it upon yourselves seriously. Wherever you are, if you're in a temple, inspire the devotees. If you're not in a temple, motivate your neighbors or your friends, or inspire other devotees to come and join you. Prabhu on Saturday and Sunday in the morning, and Thursday in the evening, I'm thinking of doing Harinam in my area. Will you please come? And you know, like take the Mridanga and Kartal and just do Harinam, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So that is how the Yuga Dharma, the Sankirtan movement will spread. The Yuga Dharma will spread. So please take it upon yourself seriously. Wherever you are, just make it a point to go out in Harinam. You see, I'm saying all these things because my main concern is to motivate you so that you become committed to Krishna consciousness more intensely. Otherwise, you're chanting 16 rounds and reading Prabhupada's books and so forth. They're taking care of your sadhana. But now we have to actually consider how to take it to others. And this is the way we have to take it to others, through Sankirtan. And also, I'm thinking of having some programs in some cities, in different cities in West Bengal. And one of the things that I'm thinking of doing is just Harinam in the morning. Just do the Harinam and invite people. 1 or 2 days that we'll be there, 3 days we'll be there. Let's just try to get them to come to Krishna consciousness. So we have to see how to spread Krishna consciousness. And, you know, like it will move, it will take over the whole world, it will spread all over the world in every town and village when we become serious about it. We consider how we are going to spread this movement, how we are going to take this movement to every town and village. You may say, well, I am in India and there is already preaching is going on. That's fine. But just as drops of water fill up the ocean, we should recognize that my little contribution will add to this propagation of Krishna consciousness all over the world. So please take it seriously. And I'm going back to India in a few days. I'll be in Tirupati for about from 12 till 19 for about a week. Then in Mayapur, Calcutta to 19th. Mayapur 20th till I think 25th. So those who are in India, I will see you during that time. And so you all become nicely involved. And please, those of you who are thinking that this is an important suggestion, then you let me know how you're going to do, how you're going to start doing Harinam, wherever you are. Even if it is just 3 or 4 devotees going out, don't worry. You know, like when Calcutta was supposed to be bombed, Srila Prabhupada went out with just one devotee. Just one devotee, and who was a young boy, and maybe he was his servant. And just with him, he went out. When everybody was running away from Calcutta, Srila Prabhupada just went to chant in the city without leaving the city. And Japanese didn't bomb Calcutta. And if you ask me, I will say they didn't. They changed their mind because Srila Prabhupada was chanting the holy name. So this is the power of the holy name. Always have that conviction that this is how powerful this holy name is. This is how powerful Krishna is. And the holy name is non-different from Krishna himself. So please take it upon yourselves very seriously. So I don't know whether we have any question answer session. Krishna Kishore, do we have possibility of question answer?
We are sending to Rasaraj Prabhu's phone, Gurumaj.
Yeah. Okay. So there are some questions. Good. So now this one is for, is that from you? Okay. Apurva Gopal Das from Bangalore. I have following questions. What practical steps we can take to overcome stage of offensive chanting? Offensive chanting, to overcome offensive chanting is, remember what are the offenses, 10 offenses, and not commit them. Don't commit those offenses. That is the only way. And you can say internally, become pure. Don't become humble. Don't offend anybody. Especially the Vaishnavas, don't commit offenses to the Vaishnavas. And remain humble internally. It will happen. It's a matter of purification of heart. You know, why are the offenses? Because the heart is contaminated. It's due to the contamination of the heart, like envy, greed, anger, we commit the offenses. So purify yourself, purify your heart, and then only you'll be able to chant purely. How should we get, next question, how should we get rid of the tendency of being mechanical while rendering sadhana bhakti? Well, do it with a sense of duty, and then the sense of duty. See, mechanical means no feeling, just like a machine you're doing something. But the next step is just do it with a sense of duty. And the next step is to do it out of your love for Krishna, love for Shri Prabhupada. So this is how the gradual development will take place. So next is Gaurav Shwar. I will surely start doing Sankirtan in Gurgaon. When I sing Vaishnava song, I see that the words in Vaishnava songs are very good, but my position is not elevated enough to think like that. There's a huge gap between my mood and mood of Vaishnava songs. So in a way, I am not truthful what to do. Anyway, so when you're going out and do Sankirtan, just stick to the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So that is our business of chanting the Sankirtan. And Vaishnava Bhajan, maybe the difficulty is you're not relating to it because the language is different. You are not understanding. But whatever it is, keep on chanting. Keep on chanting and try to understand the meaning also. Amritesh Gordas, Bhuvaneshwar. Sometimes devotees take commitments for chanting some extra rounds regularly. Is it a greater commitment or should you try for Harinam Sankirtan in place of that? Because personally, I don't have such taste to chant extra rounds. Kindly enlighten. Yeah, our understanding is that Prabhupada asks us to chant 16 rounds minimum. So minimum 16 rounds we chant. Then after that, whether we want to chant or whether we want to go out in Sankirtan or they want to do both, chant some extra rounds and as well as go out in Sankirtan, Harinam Sankirtan, Nagar Sankirtan. That is, both are beneficial, both are good. So, I think that's it. Three questions. Any other question? Okay then. So write to me about your ideas about Harinam.
There's a few questions coming.
A couple of questions coming in 1 minute. This is Devesh from Chester, Virginia. What is other things we have to do to go back to Godhead other than chanting? Well, just do that and the rest automatically will happen. Just chant the holy name. And if you want to do other things, there are so many things you can do. Like four related principles and another thing that we are doing. Rendering devotional services, another thing we are doing. But we must remember that the chanting of the holy name is the most important. Any other question? So, okay. So you all write to me about your ideas of Harinam, and I expect that many of you will commit yourselves to this request of mine. Please, please do that. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo.
Two more questions.
Okay. Some more questions are coming. Will new students be able to relate with Sankirtan? We go in pant shirts to preach to them. How should we proceed? From Ram Charan Das, Ujjain. Well, you see, when you're approaching, then probably they do not know who you are and what you want. But then in course of your preaching, you explain to them. Just explain to them what the Harinam is meant for. Prabhupada explained it so wonderfully. The importance of chanting the holy name as a congregation, as a Yuga Dharma. So explain these things to the devotees who are maybe initially reluctant to do that. Jogendra Krishna Das, Jadavendra Krishna Das, I'm stuck in situation where I'm not able to decide between spiritual activities and my material activities. Like I have some office work and other routine work, and on the other side, I have spiritual, like we have classes in temple of senior sannyasis and others activities where I want to go and take part, but not able to decide. Okay, like as much as possible, engage yourself in the spiritual activity. And also, Prabhupada used to say, dovetail your material activity. Like you're working, but consider that you are working to make the money to maintain your household, which is, your house is Krishna's temple. Your family members are Krishna's devotees. So when you earn money to maintain them, then that earning becomes your devotional service. See, Arjuna is fighting a battle, and that's his devotional service to Krishna. So what? Tell me, what service cannot become devotional service? Navadip Nimai Das, Bhopal. How can I overcome the stage fear of going out for Nagar Sankirtan as a student because people question that my duty is to study, not to do Harinam? Good questions. Like if you're a student, focus in your studies. And if possible, with your friends, you can do Kirtan and things. But yes, I can understand, for as a student, going out in Nagar Sankirtan will not be practical. So when you are independent, when you're on your own, then it will be easier. So wait for that time. So Premananda Krishna Das from Singapore, Guru Maharaj in Singapore, we can't do Sankirtan in outside as it is prohibited here. What should we do in such countries? Yes, it is understandable. It is not possible to do outside. But one thing you can, if you go out in a park and sit down and chant, will there be any objection? That is one thing you can consider. Maybe you won't be walking in the streets, but go to some place, go to a park or go to the beach or go to some public places like that and sit down and just do the Harinam or bhajan. That becomes very effective. In countries like Switzerland, Zurich, they do that. And people love it when the Sri devotee is chanting like that. Thank you. Okay, so I will end it now. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. And I look forward to seeing you soon. Hare Krishna. Whose one is this secret?